beauties, or have you lost your, you lost your shine, or what?
Hobbs and nails.
Over under.
Over under. Okay.
Well, what's it been like, all the ups and downs of this dispute?
Well, I haven't got very much involved with that. I've been kind of focusing on trying to do other things. I'm out here running some minor hockey practices. I've been out to the Bisons to run some practices there. I've been out to do a practice in Selkirk. I've scouted some of our minor league players. I've done other things. We've had some coaches meetings, so I've been fairly busy doing some other things. I try not to get too wrapped up into too many things that I can't control.
That said, when they seem to be getting close and then it falls off again, do you sort of emotions go up and down a bit? Or?
Well, I don't think I'm any different than anybody else. Let's just put it that way.
What have you been doing, I guess, with your time?
I just told you what I was doing. You know, I go in every day, and then on weekends I don't go in, which is new for me because usually this time of year I'm working and things are busy. I'm busy, usually busy watching tape and stuff like that, but now I go in every day and it's given me an opportunity to meet the True North staff a little bit more, to interact with my own staff, coaches and trainers, so my fitness level has increased because I have a little bit more time, but I've kept fairly busy.
Should I be having any scouting or anything like that?
Well, I've done some scouting, looking at some of our young players. I went down to see Truba play in Michigan. I went down to see Shifley play in Barrie. And I went to the home opener in St. John's, and also maybe looking at doing some other games that St. John may be doing here in the next coming weeks. We'll see how all that shakes down.
Going in, did you expect it would go this long, or has it surprised you?
I can't deal with that stuff. I can't, I can't comment on their situation, so that's just something that I can't go to, and we have to divert these questions that you guys want to know about to things other than our situation.
How has your day-to-day changed? You talked about at the end of last season you're going to take some time off and then get back to watching tape and that sort of thing.
Well, the day-to-day change has changed a lot. Like what you don't have is you don't have the everyday interaction with your team and trying to see the ebb and flow of the team and all those things. So you miss the competition, you miss the challenges ahead, you miss all of those things. My everyday thing is I go in roughly at 9 o'clock and leave at roughly 2:30, kind of to miss the traffic. But there's a lot. My objective going into the fall was to try to continue to get better regardless of the situation. And so for me, I have enough things that I can do, whether it's watching games on tape of different teams, different leagues, European leagues, just to see some of the things that are going on, such as, there's a couple of coaches that are coaching in the Continental Hockey League that have come from North America that are coaching there. I just like to watch how their teams play and how they're making the changes and different things like that, And so there's a lot of different ways for me to get better, so I'm not short on those things.
So that said, are you spending more time watching international junior players? You guys haven't drafted a European yet.
I'm not watching things for those purposes. There's not an objective that I have from management that says to me that I should be watching these guys on tape. And these are things that, they've got enough to do upstairs that I don't need to be managed on what to do with my time. And there are some things that they would like me to do, and I'm all for that. It just keeps me busy. And you know what? It opens your eyes to different things. You get different views of different players in different leagues, and I think there's always ways to learn, and that's what I continue to do. I consider myself a student of the game, and I find ways to continue to learn and to continue to develop. I'm not going to take a back seat to growth, my own personal growth, and I think that's what I've continued to do during this time.
From your eye, Claude, and the time or times you've watched Mark Shifley, and I'm sure you talked to your scouting staff, could you make a comment on what kind of progress you think he's made in the last 12 to 15 months since you actually had him here?
Well, I think he's done well. I think last season for Mark was a really busy year, starting from the draft and getting drafted as our top pick, and then going on and then eventually into his season and more demands being put on him to turning around and getting chosen or trying to make the World Junior team and then, you know, then going to St. John and stuff like that. So I thought at the closure of this past season for him, it would be good to get some rest recovery for him to recover in. When I've watched him play, I liked him. He looks like he's stronger. He looks like, you know, when I watched him a couple of weeks ago, he looked stronger. He looked like he's picked up a step. He looks more mature on the ice. It was a game that could have been very frustrating for him to play in because they were down and they chased the game. They were down 3-0 in that game. They played Brampton, and they end up losing the game 3-2. But what I thought was real good in the game was his body language. And I thought that he didn't get wrapped in any negative emotion. And I thought that that was certainly a mature point from his standpoint. Not that he did that here, but just it was there presenting itself. And I thought that he really did a really good job as a leader, that one of the leaders of that team, to try to continue having positive body language, going back to the bench and stuff like that. I really noticed that and spoke to him about that. I thought that was very encouraging.
What kind of thought have you put into the potential for a sprint kind of season here, a short one, and how a guy like that who's in competitive hockey might fit in compared to some other guys?
Well, I think what you're going to find here is you're going to find different levels of different things with players. Should we go back and attack this thing, is that you've got 7 or 8 players playing, you have junior players that potentially could go into your lineup that have been playing, and then you've got guys that have been conditioning, and then you've got guys that you're unsure of, whether they've been skating and how much they've been able to reach out and get some competition. So, you know, people talk about a sprint and, you know, are we built for this and that? I'm not so sure that that we're built for a sprint or not, but I think that you're going to have to be very flexible in the way that you manage your team. And should things turn out for us and we get back to going, I think the one thing is that we don't know the rules. We don't know the situation. We don't know how long. There's too many variables that we don't know. We don't know the length of potentially a camp. We don't know the length of potentially a season. We don't know how many interdivision games might we be playing. We don't know the schedule. And you don't know your level of conditioning. So I think that everybody's going to be pretty much in the same boat in trying to manufacture this thing. If this was to get going, How long do you think you're going to have your players all together at the same time? It might be the first 6 days. If it's a 7-day beginning before you play a game, you're going to have to prepare for a lot of things. You may not have that same group of players on the ice to coach them any other time because of either injuries, rest recovery, and a whole lot of different things. So there's a lot of things that we don't know. And until something takes place, then we have to kind of wait and see. And we, meaning the coaching staff and management, we've discussed a lot of different scenarios to prepare us for things that maybe we don't see. But we have to wait to see what the playing field is going to be.
I can't talk about specific players, but do you watch the guys playing over in here?
I'll just say I watch games. I watch a lot of games for a lot of different reasons, not only for you know, how it's a different game. Like, some players are built to play here, some are built to play there. So you have to take this with a grain of salt. There's some different variables in there, such as the size of the rink, and coaches sometimes don't speak the English. Sometimes there's a language barrier. There's a lot of different variables. I don't think you can place too much into different things over there. You have to take it with a grain of salt.
What do you know about guys that aren't skating here or playing somewhere as far as their conditioning level?
What don't I know?
What do you know, if anything?
Well, I'm not digging up to look into this thing. I'm just going about my business. I'm making sure that I follow the rules of the National Hockey League, and I go from there. So I'm like everybody else. I assume I'm like everybody else.
What are you hearing from fans when you're running into them?
Well, I'm hearing from fans the same things that a lot of people are feeling. There's a lot of emotion out there in a lot of ways. So,
can you give an example of some interaction?
No, I don't want to go there.
Surely they're not taking it out on you.
I can only say people have been very respectful for me. They've been very respectful to me, and I appreciate that they are respectful.
What do you enjoy most about being on the ice with the kids and the Bisons? Just kind of a different look.
You know what? It brings you back to your roots. And the problem that I have is I have way too much energy. And I have too much energy and there's too much passion. So, you know, a lot of times they're feeling the wrath a little bit, you know. But it's all in good fun. It's not a personal thing. The kids have all been good. And same with the senior teams that I've been with, being Selkirk and the Bisons. They've all been good and very receptive. So it's been a lot of fun. And I think that they're, you know, for me, it's been really good for me because it's an avenue to release some energy that I have, a lot of energy that I have.
What has the reaction been from some of the young people who have been able to be at some of these programs?
Well, I don't know. I can't speak for the reaction. They're not coming up to me. I know that they're thankful that you're there, you know, but I don't view it that way from myself. I'm just another guy going out to skate with them. I can understand from their standpoint. You know, I've had some teams out here that I've worked with. I've had some people on my street that have wanted me to go out that I've been able to go out to. So I know that they're both them and the parents have been very appreciative of me taking the time to go out. And for me, it's been good. So, I mean, I haven't asked the kids, you know, how am I doing, or, you know, have I got a passing grade, or, you know. No, I think they all just enjoy it. I think they enjoy the fact that you come out, and I think that it's the least I can do is to give back to the public.
And have the coaches been reacting to you being there?
Oh, the coaches, yeah.
Are they taking in whatever they can?
Well, you know what, like, sometimes I've tried to help the coaches and how they manage things, you know, trying to either do some of the drills that we're doing, but for the most part I've asked them, well, I've almost wanted to be the one running the practice. It just gives me something to do, you know. But it's been a little bit funny sometimes because I've asked some coaches what are they looking to work on and what are they looking to improve upon, and so I would design practices that would go around that. You know, but having said that, my neighbor wanted to work on forecheck, but, you know, we had like 20 different colors of jerseys, and then I had the forechecking drill going. I'm thinking, okay, who's with who here? I don't know who's with who, so that's been a little bit. I had to make a quick change in the drills, you know, because of that. But you don't have that type of control, you know. But it's been all good. It's been all positive for me.
Seen any of Adam Lowry play this year? I know he's been looking pretty good for his slip around.
I haven't had the opportunity to watch Adam play. You know, I'm hoping to go to watch. You know, a game tomorrow in Brandon and watch Sutter play. And we'll see. I've been to Brandon a little bit, you know, I was there early in the year. And it was good. I enjoyed it. I hadn't enjoyed junior hockey. I hadn't watched it in quite some time. So it was really a lot of fun. It was good for me.
How did you get involved in the minor stuff? Was it through a neighbor?
No, but that's just one of the guys that had asked. I've ran into some people that have asked. And, you know, if they're coaching a team, then if I have the time, I've taken the time and gone out and tried to hook up with them, you know. So I've had some people run into me and talk about those things. The thing here was through a True North, through the people upstairs. That's how I got here every Monday. They wanted a different angle on skill development, so I wanted to do something, and that was one of the things that I did, you know. So that's all been good. But now there's so much going on right now for me. Like it's hard to continue to go. There's things change every week, and you know, some weeks I don't have anything going. By the time late Monday hits, Tuesday hits, I've got other things on the go, so I've had to be quite flexible.
Bob, have you had a chance to talk to any of the coaches that went through the lockout in 95 about, you know, how accelerated things are, you know, when they look back, things they might have done differently, not only in preparing but once the game started?
You know, I haven't had the opportunity because it was so long ago, and that was one of the things. And before you were here, I just spoke about the different animal that would be if things got started again. But I haven't had an opportunity, and I haven't dug very far about trying to go back that far to 95, I think it was, when the last time they started partway through. But I can see the challenges, and we can see them, and I've talked to our staff and I've talked to management a lot about that and different people that have been around during that time. I talked to some ex-players about some of those things, and the dynamics have really changed, not only with the players, but the game has changed. So there's quite a bit of different things involved, and I'm just, what I do is I spend my time thinking of our situation and how that would impact myself as a coach and our team, and how we'd be able to manage that. And I think I'm going to have a tremendous amount of flexibility in trying to determine how I'm going to have to make sure the communication's at a premium with not only my staff, but my training staff, and just to try to see how guys are feeling, because they could be all over the map.
Do you worry about the damage to the game, or do you think in Canada here it'll all be fine again?
Paul, you keep asking me these questions that I can't answer, and it's hard for me to give you an answer. You know what I mean? I mean, if I was able to, I'd be able to give you a response, but I can't in that respect. You know, you keep trying to prod me there, and I keep trying to keep myself out of trouble. That's where you would get me going, and I don't want to go there.
But one thing I was thinking of last weekend when the story came out of Kansas City, and I don't know if you ever thought of what Romeo Crennel went through with the thing with the Chiefs and that, and I don't know if you've ever had a scenario like that in your professional coaching career, but were you thinking about him at all, putting yourself in his shoes with what a horrible thing that must be to go through as a coach, and how do you move on beyond it?
Well, I mean, I'm you know, I watch the news and see what goes on in those situations, and regarding you know, either football or any other sport. I think as a coach, you try to take examples that are happening out there and try and do like you would as a parent and prevent your players potentially from getting into that kind of scenario. But you can't always do those things. Those things are, a lot of times, are out of your hands. But I have thought about it from a coaching standpoint and how you deal with it, and that's a very tough task.
Couple more guys, you've got to go here.
How's your Christmas shopping going? Is that safe?
The Christmas shopping is going okay, but I've got a little bit of work to do here. Hopefully by the end of the week, I'll be buying all you guys a present, and you guys can just hand in your list before I walk out here today.
Have any teams frustrated you to the point where you've called them beauties yet?
There's only one set of beauties, and I want you guys to know that you guys are the ones that are the beauties.
All right, guys.
Okay, thanks, guys.
Thanks.